The Alliance for Quality Education's College and Career Readiness Report Card, released this week, found that the state was moving in the right direction in the areas of providing quality pre-K and creating community schools. Billy Easton is executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education.
New York State gets a plus because New York State ranks in the top 10 states in the country in providing access to pre-K. That's half-day pre-K. 42% of four-year-olds now have access to state-funded half-day pre-K. And the governor this year expanded by creating a full-day program, the first time in the state's history that we've had a full-day state-funded program. That's an important step forward. Full-day pre-K raises graduation rates, increases success in college, increases lifetime earnings, and decreases chances of students having problems with alcohol or drugs or running into problems with the law. So currently we serve 42% of four-year-olds with the half-day program. With the full-day program, we're piloting, we'll be able to expand that by 2%. 2% of those students will be able to go to full-day. Now that New York State has started the full-day program, we should rapidly expand it to serve all four-year-old children, or at least all four-year-olds in high-need communities or from high-need backgrounds.
The state got bad marks in the areas of curriculum, learning time, reducing student suspensions, and the spending gap between wealthy and poor school districts. The report card gave the state an incomplete in the contentious area of teacher evaluation and its use of student testing. Easton says there's too much teaching to the test.
The purpose of teacher evaluations should be to identify strategies to help teachers improve their craft. Teacher evaluations should not be a gotcha system designed primarily to weed out some of the teachers. The real questions are, how are we retaining teachers? And what are we doing to help teachers improve so that average teachers are becoming great teachers?
Patrick Michel, District Superintendent of Hamilton, Fulton, Montgomery County, BOCES, says he'd like to see an improved grade in extending school time.
If you look at our counterparts in the rest of the world, whether it be in Europe or in Asia, their children go into much longer school years and they have much longer school days.
Willie White is executive director of A Village, an organization whose mission is to bring services and resources to the residents of Albany's South End neighborhood.
I heard a lot about schools not being properly funded. And then you look at other communities where schools are thriving. And right in your own backyard, your school has this big failing grade, and you wonder why. This has brought a lot of attention to the fact that it is true. Our schools and our community and underserved communities are not being funded as schools in other communities and more affluent communities. And I'm saddened to hear that because I've heard a lot about No Child Left Behind. But they forgot to say, but in certain communities, we'll leave them behind. We won't fund them properly.
Easton of the Alliance for Quality Education agrees New York's public education system is divided.
We really do have two school systems in this state, one for the rich and one for the poor. There's an $8,600 per pupil gap in spending between wealthy and poor districts. If people tell you money does not matter, they are not talking about in the wealthy suburbs. There's a huge gap, as a result, in the educational opportunities and outcomes. In fact, there's a gaping 29% gap in the graduation rate between wealthy and poor districts. And there's a 28% gap based on race.
AQE's report card includes recommendations for improvements in all seven areas graded. The New York State Department of Education responded to a request for comment with a lengthy email, which includes this quote: "To answer AQE's question, are we there yet? No, of course we're not there yet. We just completed the first year of an effort to transform an enormous system. There are many obstacles to changing the status quo, but we are well on our way, and this is not the time to slow down or turn back." The full response from the New York State Education Department is posted on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.